Welcome back, everybody. Todd here. Mr. Yost is out there. This is the Throat in the Ocean podcast, regularly scheduled Sunday edition. How are we doing today? Blanks.
Oh, sorry. Just got off the phone with Spotify. I had to turn down the offer they sent us. What are we up to today, Todd?
We are going to talk some sports, going to talk some nonsense, and I think we got a fun little rank to throw at the listeners towards the end of the show. So I'm looking forward to that. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm excited for our rank. I mean, honestly, we could make a whole episode of it, but I'm excited for today's action. So let's jump in.
Me too. So yeah, let's jump right in. Today's episode is brought to you by ML King Supers. They also had a dream that all products are priced equally.
It feels like a splash of racist, but I'm for it. Not racist, but the joke, you know, the
it's funny. Only racist if you think about it that way.
Yeah, it is true. It's just, it's like, what, you know, what isn't going to upset people these days? So
yeah, I mean, you could find something in every sentence. So
yeah, because technically, what did you say
ML King Supers?
So I don't, it was Martin Luther King Jr.,
right?
I'm assuming his dad was also important, Martin Luther King.
I would think so.
But also in ancient times, there was a Martin Luther King that helped like start the spread of Christianity. So, I mean, you could be talking about anybody here.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we hit all of the facets there.
I did reference the dream speech, though. So.
True.
So, yeah, man, it's good to be back. I give you a quick update. So yesterday, Brandon and I made it over to the Wyoming Cowboys game, football game. They played Ball State. Ended up being honestly a dominating performance. The Cowboys looked really good, which was kind of, I mean, it was good to see. I actually put $50 on them because the spread was only a touchdown. And I was a little iffy because Ball State played Penn State last week. And they still scored like 14 or 17 against Penn State. And Penn State's, you know, ridiculously good.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I went with it anyways. And yeah, they covered that by a mile. So that was a nice little win.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. I've doubled my money so far on Sportsbook.
We still can't do it here. It's legal here, but I can't do it. I don't know why.
Yeah. I looked it up when we were talking about it a couple weeks ago. I think they're just trying to work through the things, you know, they'll have. So right now there's only MGM and the DraftKings Sportsbook. So all the other ones are still in the works for Wyoming as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But at some point they'll all be available. So it's kind of fun.
Cause they have in the casinos here, trying to think of which one specifically. It might've been like the one up on the hill, the Mountain Grand. I'm pretty sure I saw that they built a sports room, like a sports bet room up there.
Yeah,
it's there, but it's just
if anywhere you should be able to do it in a casino.
Yeah, I just can't. I'm not going to go to the casino and like just to gamble. But I mean, I guess that's the point. But
yeah, no, just to place a sports bet. Though.
Yeah, yeah. So,
so it's kind of fun. I mean, I pretty much bet small. $50 was a lot. I usually bet like $5 at a time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Started with $100, and I'm at like 207. So it's kind of what the heck, keeps it interesting.
Yeah, it gives you a reason to watch too. You know, sometimes like. I don't like football. Like, I think it's boring. So if there was something on it, that makes, I could see that being more fun for sure.
And it's kind of cool to go. I mean, it's fun to be at the game too and be rooting for the team that you bet on and happens to be Wyoming. So yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah.
So that was a fun day. Beautiful weather. It was like 80 degrees. I don't think we're going to have too many more of those days, man. It's going to start turning. Chance of snow in some places like tomorrow.
I know, I was going to say, it's going to be kind of cold here. While we're on the topic of football, the Spearfish Spartans of Spearfish, South Dakota, got their first win in over 3 years.
Ooh, man.
Yeah. So, and it was against our rival, Sturgis. So,
nice.
It was cool. Like, it's weird because like I've just seen the football team struggle and new coaching and everything, and it's just nice to see the coaching staff get a win and get that monkey off their back. But like, it's really cool to see the kids like get a win, you know. It just like validates the work they've been putting in. And I think that's, as a coach, that's huge. You want them to realize like putting in hard work is actually going to pay off at some point. So it's cool to see, them do that. And they've got a pretty winnable game on homecoming this week on Friday. So hopefully we can get a 2-game streak going and build some momentum, because it's just good for, everybody when we win. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. I mean, and it's good to, I think football's a good, I never played football. You didn't play football, but I still think just competition and being coached and being physical and being in the environment is good for, you know, young people. So it is hard. It would be hard to just lose for years straight.
Yeah. I mean, you show up every day and you just get nothing out of it. My first 2 years of high school basketball, we only won 2 games. Like we jumped up to a higher division, which we were vastly undersized for, and we just got steamrolled by everybody. And so like, it was hard to show up for practices every single day when you're just getting your ass kicked. And then, you know, obviously like things get better because you get better as, you know, if you stick with it, you get better and everything, but it's cool. I'm glad. And so shout out to those guys for beating them. And it feels good to beat freaking your rival too. Like the Spearfish Sturgis beef is like as old as time, but being a part of it for basketball and stuff, like those games are fun, man. Like Friday night in the gym, the gym is packed full of students everywhere. I mean, we had a packed gym my first year coaching at the high school, and it was a wild game. And their student section was behind us. They were talking trash to like everybody, like the coaches, everybody. It was a good time. I enjoyed it. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Is it a bigger rivalry in basketball or football, or you think it's equal?
I would guess that it's probably a bigger rivalry in basketball. Because football, Sturgis kind of always has our number, I think. They're way bigger than we are, like school size wise. But I think basketball, it's always been back and forth. Like it's pretty much Spearfish wins at home, Sturgis wins at home. So, you know, it's always a split series kind of thing. We play twice a year too. So
nice.
I would say it's more basketball. Anything else, I wouldn't say. Like soccer, we dominate everybody in soccer and stuff like that. So,
The reason I asked is because I was thinking about, you know, like Wyoming Cowboys is the border war with Colorado State. It's, I think it transfers across all the sports, but I think it's the biggest rivalry is in football.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest for sure.
Yeah. So I just curious how it worked up there.
Oldest rivalry, college football.
Well, there's going to be like Army, there's going to be some, dating back to like the way back. But.
I just wanted to see how far off I was. Yeah, it's like Princeton, Penn, Princeton, Harvard, Yale, and Brown. It's all like the big. Oh, North Carolina, Wake Forest is pretty old.
Ivy League.
Oh, South Dakota State versus South Dakota. Did not know that.
Nice.
Navy, Army, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Purdue, Indiana. Yeah, we're not even on the top 10. So
I just assume, like that I said, at some point, like with most rivalries, they just, some people like had a really good game or got a little chippy and then it just turned into a thing. Like, and then 100 years later, it's like a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just one thing. I know like that my first year at that Sturgis game, like we had won a pretty close game. And then we got like some kid put on Instagram. Somebody took a picture of a kid on Instagram and it was just like, he put on there like, you know, something, some comment towards Sturgis. And then it just, the comments under that picture just went off on each other. And so, you know, and then the next time you see him, it's like, yeah, it's just, it's a wild kids trash talking these days is pretty good. I'll be honest. Like, because you can, the crazy thing about trash talk now is like back in our day,
you couldn't do it. What are you going to do? Send a letter?
Well, and I was going to say, you're only trash talking in the scenario. Yeah. Like we lived close to some of our rival schools, but we never were like, I never hung out with those kids.
No.
And you know, certain schools you just didn't talk trash to, but now dude, I can, if me and you have beef, I can literally buzz your phone at 1 a.m. 75 times and make you mad with all my trash talk.
I know.
Cause they like give each other their numbers, their Snapchats, like everything. Like they just like follow each other on social media. So, you can attack at any time of the day if you want.
That's why it's so impressive, like how Michael Jordan kept such like an edge on everybody back in the day when it was not connected like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love
he just like sees somebody at dinner and they like don't shake his hand. He's like, oh, it's on.
And I took that personal. Yeah. that's actually one of my favorite quotes from that that series. Because I use it all the time. Like if somebody just like, you know, doesn't say hi, doesn't hold the door open for me, I'll literally just like out loud look at him and be like, and I took that personal. and I dropped 60 on that guy. So
I know. Man. God, I love that doc.
Speaking of high school kids, while we're on it, have you heard of the new trend that's been going on, the devious licks trend?
Definitely not.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. It's because I'm in the middle of it, obviously being a high school teacher. Devious licks is a trend that's been going on TikTok where kids are filming themselves stealing objects from the school and putting it on TikTok and social media, which, I mean, right there, you're just an idiot. Like,
what's the point?
The trend is, and I understand the trend. I mean, because I kind of think it's hilarious, but as a teacher, don't you dare, you know? But it's the idea is who can get the biggest devious lick. And so like they're stealing like the barriers around toilets and bathrooms.
What the heck?
Like they take in like screwdrivers and drills and take down the partitions and like sneak them out of school. Like soap dispensers is how it started, like stealing soap dispensers and putting them in the toilets. But like mirrors, they've stolen like computers, projectors, like everything. So it's actually gotten bad enough to where like our principal had to send out an email to all the parents, like saying, if this happens and we find out about it, like we'll press full charges and stuff. So, but it just blows my mind that like criminal activity has become a trend.
Like, yeah. I was thinking about this the other day. Do you remember, it's not been that long ago, probably pre-COVID, but when people would like order a large milkshake at a drive-thru and then throw it back in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That's gotta be the work. Oh, I would feel so bad doing that to somebody.
I would never.
At least in this case, it's just like an entity and it's the wrong thing to do, but you can at least kind of get a laugh out of it. But when you're like ruining somebody's day that's working minimum wage.
A minimum wage job. Yeah. That's the thing that's crazy is like, I remember like some of the more devious stuff that I had seen in our hometown was like if a deer died on the side of the road, people would like prop it up on the delineator posts. And to make it look like it was going to cross the road. Like I've seen that before, but like, not like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, that could cause an accident and somebody could die, I guess. But like kids just don't have a sense of consequences anymore. You know what I mean? Especially if you're at the point where you're filming yourself doing it on your account. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to like grab them and I don't even want to yell at them. I just want to be like, I wish I could be like what the ghost of spirits future whatever from the whatever that Christmas thing is where I can just take him ahead and just be like, this is what happens to you because you stole a toilet. You know what I mean? Like it might not be that bad, but like you just, I don't know, I just wish they would just think for a second.
Yeah,
but I've been around enough of them and talking specifically to high school kids that like it makes sense that they don't know because their brains are literally not done developing. So like,
no, makes sense. I'm thinking back to like, there's some stuff that got like super twisted and misconstrued and nothing really ever happened. But then I remember, I'll give you the story here in just a sec, but like people would get in trouble and get called in and be like, oh, they're going to call the cops about this and stuff. So like when I was a senior, maybe junior, but we were doing like homecoming float and like literally a girl from like the younger underclass came to like see how our float was doing and like Cody got in her truck and like drove her truck away.
Yeah.
And then like the next day they're like, you stole her truck. She told her dad and they're going to like do all this stuff. And like all the dudes that were building the float, like all of us had to go. We were like all on the basketball team had to go in and like have this big sit down. And it's like, seriously, this kind of got blown out of proportion.
Yeah. It's true. You just do something that feels harmless and it just ends up being like a big deal, but I don't know, so that's the thing right now is kids filming themselves doing stupid stuff and then not wanting to take full punishment for them, and then like parents on the other side of it, like I won't even get started on parents, but just like your kid does something, films himself doing it, gets in trouble, and they like have the sack to try and like defend them. You know what I mean? Nah, just, mm-hmm. I get it. Like you're sticking up for your kid, but that's not a situation to stick up for your kid. So, but whatever.
Oh man. I got I had a random thought to throw at you. It's on our list. So I was driving the other day. I probably thought of this because I've been having trouble with, I had headphone problems. I've had some headphone issues lately. So I ended up ordering some new headphones. And I went over ears. I went with the Beats Studio wireless ones. They were on sale, pretty good deal. But anyways, while I was thinking about this when waiting for him to get here and stuff, I know a guy, an older guy, who has like very high-end Bluetooth hearing aids that you can't even see. You know what I mean? Like you literally have to look super close. That's how tiny hearing aids have gotten.
Yeah.
And then I had this thought, like, maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't, but hearing is a sense that you can damage and it will never repair, right?
Yeah, right.
So you can lose your hearing and it never fixes itself. And I was like, why wouldn't, like, is there a reason somebody with perfectly normal hearing couldn't just have hearing aids and like lower the amount of volume that their ears have to process and use an artificial, you know, hearing aid to amplify that?
Yeah. It's like, like you've never rolled your ankle before, but throw some freaking ankle braces on there just in case.
It's almost like you're taking the easy first step at like being like a cyborg.
It's like, it's like preventative medicine, like times 1,000.
Yeah. And it's totally unnecessary, but like you could just be like superpowered. You know what I mean? But then you'd be like at a football game and you couldn't hear anything because it'd be too loud. You have to like turn them down.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's nothing stopping you. Yeah. There's definitely like nothing stopping you from getting them if you have perfect hearing, I'm assuming.
Yeah. But did you know that they can Bluetooth? Like literally I've walked in on this guy that I worked with and he's like talking on the phone to somebody, but he has nothing held up and I can't see anything in his ears.
Yeah. We actually have a couple students in the school that have that, that have like the hearing problems, and that's how they remedy it by, they have Bluetooth hearing aids. So it's kind of cool.
They're pretty legit. I'm pretty sure they can get like really expensive, like $6,000-$7,000.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I feel like I've absolutely destroyed my hearing. Like the problem is like I can hear really well. I think I've destroyed my ability to separate sounds though. You know what I mean? Like, I can hear a kid whispering across the room talking about something he shouldn't be talking about, like it's nothing, with a little music playing in the background and having a conversation. But when things get too loud, I can't distinguish sounds. You know what I mean? Like if I'm at an arena and it's like loud and it's super loud and there's a ton of music going on, like it all sounds like one loud noise instead of being like, you know what I mean? I can't separate sounds. Maybe nobody can. But I feel like that's the only way my hearing's gone bad.
It's Brady Kraft, man. You got the Brady Kraft ears.
Dang it.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows what that means.
Yeah. Just us and Jesse Harrington. But
we worked with a guy that literally said if there was any static white noise at all, he could no longer hear anybody else like saying, like if there was a fan running in our office where we worked at the cyber cafe and somebody turned and said something to him, he wouldn't hear you.
It shut down his ears.
Yeah.
See mine isn't that bad. It's only when it's really loud. You know what I mean? And it has to be multiple things. Cause I kid you not, Todd, I am the multitask kid. I on a consistent basis, daily, I have music playing, I have full conversations going, I usually have a video playing, and if I'm at home or whatever, I'm playing a video game as well. Like I do everything all at once. But if like one thing is too loud, it just kind of like ruins not my focus, but I just like, you know what I mean? Like I can't distinguish like a loud video from a loud song. It just all becomes like a loud noise.
It just becomes noise. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and I've blasted my ears. Like I didn't even know you could turn down music until I was freaking 25. every time I listened to it, it was as loud as it could be.
You know, yeah. And then like for real though, like I've been around enough construction jobs and old dudes that have run equipment and been around stuff that have hearing problems, like that are not that old.
Yeah.
It's just like, don't even, it's one thing to listen to music too loud when you're young, but definitely try to take care of that. Cause it ain't coming back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of freaky. You shoot a bunch of guns without hearing protection, you're going to have, you know, hearing loss at a young age.
I've done that a few times, right? Like, yeah, shoot a gun and I'm like, wow, that felt different in my ears.
Yeah.
Like that ringing is hanging around for a while. In fact, when I was young, not young, but in high school, our buddy Mike, and I were throwing or lighting off fireworks on the 4th of July. And we had a bunch of those like super high powered, stuff. And we were just throwing them in the river. And like, I remember he held one and then I had the thing to light it. He held it in his hand and I lit it. And then I remember he like was doing something else and he looked down and he's like, why doesn't this one have a wick on it? Or I said that. And we both like looked at it in his palm, like right next to our faces, and it went off. Like it didn't have a wick because it was about to go off in his hand.
Jesus.
And I remember like legitimately not being able to hear very well for a couple days.
Yeah,
so that's sketch. That was rough. But also that was the same time when he was making those sparkler bombs.
Yeah, he was super sketchy with that.
Yeah, if you were anywhere near those, you were not only can you lose your ears, but you could get cut in half by shrapnel. So
literally just shoot like 4-inch long needles.
yeah, dude. I remember the first time I was around one of those, and I can't even describe. Like he threw it, you know, like the corner bench for those people that are the 17 people that live in Dubois. The corner bench that used to be there by the across from like the rustic and stuff like that. I remember he like threw one, and these things were huge. I'm not going to tell you how to make them. These things were huge. And he threw it across the street and like into the rain gutter. So it was like below the street. And I remember when that thing went off, like I've never been to war, but that has to be what it feels like to like have a landmine go off next to you without the death, obviously. Like I felt it in my soul. Like it like made me sick how hard it hit. It was insane. Yeah. And that was like below the street. And then we used to just like, I remember we lived in Casper and we drove around throwing them around in Casper. And just like in Casper, you hear a sound like that, there's just going to be an open war. So
I was going to say nowadays that's like grounds for terrorism probably. So yeah. Don't do that, people.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. Don't look that up. So, but yeah, hearing's interesting. Seeing is interesting. If you haven't died of boredom of this episode yet, seeing is interesting. Cause I'll go like a weekend without my glasses and my eyes are like perfect again. Like I've got Wolverine healing for my eyes. I think my glasses are handicapping me. Like they're literally keeping me in glasses. It's big glasses. It's big spectacles keeping everybody blind. That's what it is, to the truth.
It's Costanza. You can squint your way to 2020.
2020, yeah. Yeah.
That is a thing though, because your eyes do. I mean, mine are bad enough that I can see. I can't quite see like. I can't see good enough far away without some sort of correction.
Yeah.
So like driving gets a little iffy, but I can see fine up close.
Yeah. That's all that matters. Just, yeah. So.
Crazy, man. What do you got?
Oh, I was just going to say, I saw that you just added a topic that's hot right now.
I know.
The van couple disappearance. Yep.
You've heard about this. I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm in deep.
I know. It's pretty wild. What are your thoughts?
I mean, obviously the guy did. He killed her.
He had to.
He literally had to. Yeah. He had to kill her. She was being annoying. No, he killed her for sure. Because he went home and when the cops came to the house, the parents were even like, yeah, we're looking for the girl. And your son was the last one with him. And they were like, yeah, no comment.
And then when they're like, how can you do that? How does the law be like, too bad?
That should be enough right there to arrest them.
I agree.
Because that seems sketchy. And then when they ask to talk to him, they're like, here's his attorney. So realistically, let's go on the other side of this. there could have been a horrific accident because they were in like the national forest and stuff. And they did get, you know, they did get caught with a little domestic thing, but like she could have slipped and fallen off of something and died. And he just panicked and didn't know what to do and then left.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but I still think he did it because he's a, I mean, yeah,
he did. Seems he a little sociopath for sure. If you watch the video with the cops, it felt like he was a little too calm.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it just seemed weird. And then, yeah, I mean, who does that? Literally, they're in Grand Teton Park, and then he just decides to show back up in Florida by himself and thinks, what does he think is going to happen?
Well, the sketchy thing was, is the text messages. Like, I don't know from if you her saw phone. That. Yeah, that was like, oh, we're going down to, they were heading in the direction of Teton, but when he sent a text message, it was a national park that was in California. Like, he messed up. And so, and then all the text messages didn't seem like him or her talking and all that stuff. So he went out. If it was an accident, he's not doing himself any favors.
No. But then the latest thing too, is that now they don't know where he's at.
Yeah, he's gone.
They think he's like either killed. I don't know. They don't know what they think, but they had been searching that whatever, you know, Everglade preserve. It's not the Everglades. Yeah. It's some wildlife preserve. It's like 25,000 acres because they think he's hiding. But dude, he could have just gone and killed himself. Who knows?
Right. And
super weird.
And the parents are just, yeah, they're just annoying too. But the other side of it is that I thought about too, was like, if it is an accident, like if me and you were hiking and, you know, you fall down and die, like I'm going to go out of my way to make sure people know it's not a murder. You know what I mean? Like I'm going to I'm going to take pictures of your dead body and like, be like, he fell. I'm going to call people. I'm going to be like, I'm not going to just run away and just hopefully it disappears. That seems so stupid.
It's so weird. And the fact that I don't know the timeline real well, but it's been several weeks, you know what I mean? They have no they have no acknowledgement. You know what I mean? Yeah. She's a missing person. But at this point, like how long do you go before it's like, no longer missing person, like she's
been murdered or whatever.
Yeah,
well, they started their trip in like July.
Yeah, New York too. So that's the other weird thing, is he went to Florida. They started in New York.
Yeah,
that's just weird, man.
Yeah, so
I can't wrap my head around it.
If you're not a fan of like true crime podcasts, you should be, because like first off, there's a million of them, and it's kind of hard to wade through the BS. But like, that's where I get. I like true crime podcasts, especially like the really horrific stories. I've been listening to this one for quite a bit. I don't know why this one specifically blew up. You know what I mean?
Just because like, we don't have answers. We don't have any answers.
But there's always missing people. You know what I mean?
I know, but at least in those, there's some fairly strong speculation. And I guess we're there with this one, but with just no information. And the dude, you know, basically 100% refusing to talk. And then his attorney being like, yeah, I haven't seen him since Tuesday.
Yeah.
He's just,
here's a bit of advice for anybody out there. If you're not guilty, don't do guilty things, and don't just leave. You know what I mean? That's like, I get how like sometimes when people ask to lawyer up and stuff, like they say, like it makes you seem guilty, but it's like the right thing to do just to protect you. But also, like, just don't leave town. Like, just don't do things that make you look guilty. There's the Yost Legal Corner.
I had this question, and we need our legal attorney. Again, I say this a lot. Yeah. But how can they not arrest him? Like, there's got to be some form of endangerment or abandonment. Like, there's got to be some law, right? They're in the isolation national parks, and they're just like, oh, there's nothing we can do. We don't know. He doesn't have to talk to us. Is that for real?
Well, here's what I was wondering. And I've seen it in movies enough to not know anything. But I thought after 9/11, like they could, like the police could take you into custody for like pretty much any reason after 9/11 because of terrorist stuff. Like if they had any sort of suspicion, they could just hold you. You know what I mean? I don't agree with it, but I do. I thought that was a thing. So.
Well, I think like it is, but it has to be like, you have to be able to say, we think you're a terrorist, right? Or something?
Maybe. I don't know. But just think, like, that cop who pulled him over when they got called in for domestic stuff, he has to feel like shit right now. Because he like, talked to him and was like, yeah, they're fine. She just has anxiety. And then now she's dead.
That's so weird. We watched that interaction, those interactions, the video they released, which I'm shocked they released it, to be honest. But
well, it's because there wasn't a minority being shot. But
I did listen to another podcast where a comedian was like, they were watching the video on the podcast, and he was like, "Stop! If these two were black, they'd have been dead already."
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, I don't mean to laugh at that, but like that, it's not wrong. So,
geez,
yeah. That one will come back and haunt us, just like the MAGA joke last week.
I didn't say it. I'm just citing somebody else.
Right. But we both laughed pretty hard. just take a joke, people. It's fine. If you can't be okay. So I'm going to dive real quick into this. And we always say real quick, but it ends up being 30 minutes, but literally real quick, 'cause this is hot. Something I talked about with kids this week in my class was self-awareness, and just like knowing yourself, knowing your strengths, your weaknesses, like stuff like that. If you don't have the self-awareness to realize that like that joke lands pretty hard because it's funny, first off, but it's also very true. So if you're living in with rose-colored glasses and that joke doesn't feel right to you, there's a lot of other podcasts out there. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Let's leave it at that. That's real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to dive into this real quick while we're talking about just government stuff.
Do it.
Here's how I lose weight, Todd. I figured it out. There's the government mandated vaccines, government mandated registering your car, you know, everything. I think, and guys, this is a joke, kind of. I would love to lose weight. I think there should be government mandatory weight loss. Like if you're over a certain BMI for your, like your person, I'm not saying you got to be the exact BMI, but like if you're super obese, like you have to pay a fine every month. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be honest with you. It's it's hilariously like,
it's offensive.
And offensive, but it would do a lot better for us than the vaccine mandate as a country and people's health. People would never go for it.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
But it would, actually.
The only person raising their hand for that is literally Hitler. But realistically, like you said, it does eliminate the need for a lot of prescriptions.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not saying like everybody has to be skinny. I love fat people. As one myself, we're great. But I think like morbidly obese and above, like you start paying fines.
Just tell everybody that it's climate change related. You produce more CO2, so.
It's true. It is absolutely true. Or just say, you can't say that if you're fat or you die of COVID, because that's true. And nobody cares. I don't know. Maybe it's just you put a gigantic tax on fast food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A taco from Taco Bell is now $25.
But then we, like we said last week,
yeah,
we,
you get just going to have tacos.
Bootleg tacos.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a thought I had. 'Cause realistically, that's what I need. I need something so far out of left field that it would destroy the world for me to lose weight. I need basically a Thanos level snap to snap away half of my body for me to lose weight. That's where we're at. So, because I'm considered two people, so 50% of me has to disappear.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So
maybe you can work that. Maybe Thanos can work that into his snap for you.
Yeah, it's just a wish, you know. I don't even know what my ideal weight would be right now.
It's always way less than you think. Like mine's supposed to be like 160 something. There's no way.
Not my BMI. I just mean like I don't even know what I would be comfortable at right now.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like I think I'd be comfortable 2 pounds down. But I don't know. I don't know what that would end up being. So it's a problem that I just keep making fun of it and doing nothing about it though. Like I'm definitely self-aware enough to know that. I can only make fun of myself so long before I actually have to do something. So
you're testing the boundaries right now?
Yeah, I am testing the weight limit of this chair and the surface of the earth.
So. Speaking of weight loss, I'm going to actually be pushing a pretty hard diet and exercise thing just to help myself and increase my success, hopefully increase my success rate, because I got my steroid shots in my back on Friday.
Yeah.
And I want to do everything I can, you know, to make that better. So lose a couple LBs, even if, you know, everybody, I'm going to say everybody, and I'm, that's obviously not 100% true, but most people could lose 5 to 25 pounds.
So you're saying everybody go get yourself some back shots.
No.
Okay. Just
no, but you know, just less weight, less stress on the old back will do me good. So.
Right. Yep.
But that was interesting, man. It was an interesting experience. Pretty easy, but man, and I actually have this on the list, so maybe we'll dive right in, but it should be, it's a 30 minute procedure. I show up at 9:15 is when they told me it was. I'm sitting there. I look down, it's 10:15 and I'm still not even, I haven't been taken from the waiting area.
Yeah.
And so in my head, it's like, this is a business and there are doctors here that have a schedule, and I assume they don't just want to work. Like for example, I don't know when they close, but you know, school gets out at 3:45 or 4. Yeah. My day generally ends at 5, you know, so how does a doctor routinely push patients an hour to 2 hours? You know, how do you do that? How do you push everybody back? You tell them a time, and then how do you not just end up working till midnight every night?
Yeah, I have beef with doctors. I'm feeling controversial today, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say nurses do all the work, doctors don't do anything.
Okay, I said yeah.
I mean, think about like anytime you've been into, and obviously, again, I don't actually think that, but like, I just think like our pediatrician for our daughter, like we show up and we wait a long time, which is fine. I'm not that big of a hurry, but we get in there. The nurse does all the weighing and the measuring and all that stuff. The nurse gives the shots. The nurse gives us the information. The doctor comes in for 10 minutes, ask how everything's going. If we don't have any questions, the doctor's out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they're not giving the shots. They do check like her hips and some other things also, but like at the end of the day, like, so here's another good example. And this is not a good example because the doctor actually did some crazy stuff, but like when Carly was pregnant, the day we had the baby, the nurses did everything, like to the point where we started pushing and little baby was on the way. And so it's the nurses, we're doing our thing, we're pushing, we're breathing, all that stuff. The doctor comes in, just kind of strolls in and was like, looks over. It's like, oh, the head's here. I gotta work. Like scrambled, put the stuff on, came in, delivered the baby, did some other stuff to help Carly with some bleeding and everything, and then was out. And then the nurses did everything. You know what I mean? Like they get paid a ton of money to do very little work, but it's also very stressful work.
Yeah. High risk. A lot of training goes into it, but you're right. I mean, the guy that actually put the epidural steroid shots in my back, I got two of them.
Yeah.
Like literally I'm in that little, what's actually like some sort of operating room, even though mine was just shots.
Yeah.
He's in there for 15 minutes and I was there for 3 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I was at the place for 3 hours and I got, you know, maybe 15 minutes of his time. Pretty crazy.
And that is the crazy thing too, is like I've walked by like the doctor I know I'm going to see. I'm walking back into the room where, you know, the nurse is taking me and you wait for another 30 minutes. I've walked by their offices and I just see them sitting there. Like, it's almost like they're like, okay, they've sat down, start the 30 minute timer.
I know, it's weird.
Because realistically, like, and I know I'm comparing doctors to Subway, but like if you walked into Subway and it was like a 10 minute wait to get your sandwich, which sometimes happens, you'd kind of be frustrated. But then if you got up to where you order and you ordered and then they made the sandwich and then it was like a 30 minute wait to actually receive your sandwich, you would lose your mind.
Well, I look at it exactly the same way because I have meetings and I have schedules to meet and I have a 9:15 in my mind. I'm like, okay, this should take 30 minutes. And I'll add an hour because I'm going to the doctor. So I got plans to be back and be at work and doing stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't even leave the place. You know what I mean? Like how do other people, and then how do they keep a schedule? I don't know.
It is
overall, it went good, but it was just a really,
Interesting.
It's interesting. Or they only book like four people for a 10-hour day and then they just all make them all wait 3 or 4 hours.
And I get it too. Like if maybe you have like three regular people, you're just coming in and then maybe the start of your day is a surgery. So, you know, you get behind a little bit or something like that. But yeah, like I've also had them cancel like, hey, he's running behind today. But what is running behind to them? Like it's got to be like 6 hours. Like I'm 6 hours behind. I can't.
I guess the flip side of it, if I play devil's advocate in their favor, let's just say I was having some kind of surgery and like they come up to the end of the hour and they're like, well, we're not done, but I got to
I gotta go talk to this guy about his back.
Yeah. So I don't know. Well, I should cut him a little more slack.
Here's the life hack. I don't even know if there's any truth behind this, but do you schedule your appointments closer to closing time? Because then you either get it rescheduled because they're behind and you don't have to leave and waste your time, or you get in right away because it's almost 5 o'clock and they're ready to go home.
Maybe that is the way to do
it. As long as it's either very first, it's not a procedure, but
it's either got to be, yeah, you probably either need to be the very first person or the very last person.
Heck yeah. Shout out to doctors though. Shout out to doctors. We know a doctor.
Who's we?
Well, you know him better than I do, but we know you guys had a guy in your dorms that was once hit with a pancake flying out of the dorms that became a doctor.
Where is that guy?
I have no idea. I don't even know his name.
Wasn't it Mark?
No.
What?
It was like, I thought it was like Tony.
No, Jim's roommate, right? Was he not the doctor?
I don't know whose roommate he was. I don't think it was Jim's. I thought he was just a kid on your floor. And like he was a super awkward kid. And he got hit with the head and a pancake. And I remember his gamer tag had something with the word pancake.
Dr. Pancake.
Dr. Pancake, yeah.
He was an engineer.
No, I thought he became a doctor.
He's a mechanical engineer, I think. But I think that Jim's roommate might have been a doctor now that you say that. Okay.
Well, either way, I thought Dr. Pancake literally became a doctor. So that's
because remember, we were all degenerates and like stay out late and did dumb stuff. And Jim's roommate would always wake up at like 4 and go for runs and always made Jim feel super inferior. Well, he was like the super nice guy. But.
Yeah, he was the polar opposite of all you guys.
Yep.
Yeah. Dang it. Dr. Pancake let me down. I thought he became a doctor. His name was like Dr. Tony. Pancake. I'm pretty sure his name was like Tony. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, dang it. I tried. Shout out to Dr.
He has an honorary doctorate from the IHOP.
The IHOP, International House of... there's a better joke in there somewhere, but... I wish I could think of his name. Because I'd like to look him up, but I don't even know how you do that these days.
I'll try to think of it because it's on the tip of my tongue. Yeah. I'd say it if I remember, I could think of it, but I'll keep thinking.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I had a couple other things to throw at you. One of which, since we seem to be on a medical theme today, I don't know why, but I was listening to a couple doctors on Rogan's podcast. I didn't get through it all, but it started, one of the things they talked about was like teeth for kids and like their development and, you know, jaw size and skull shape and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I thought it might be interesting since you have a young human in your house.
I do.
Did you know, if you think about it, if you just assume like cavemen and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's probably fair to say they didn't have like perfectly straight white teeth.
Yeah.
But they didn't have orthodontics and dentistry either. So their teeth didn't grow in, you know, in front of each other and behind each other. They didn't have their wisdom teeth pulled and stuff like that. And so there's this guy that's been doing all this research about how, and basically proven that eating soft foods at as you develop changes your skull shape and basically forces you to have orthodontics make that stuff work. And it's just a really weird rabbit hole of, you know, listening and then reading about stuff. And the guy's name is Dr. Mike Mew, M-E-W. So maybe you've heard of it. It's called mewing. It's like the way that you use your tongue in the roof of your mouth. And there's lots of anecdotal, you know, before and afters from people, adults. But it goes even further to like kids and having to actually use their face muscles and jaw muscles to, eat food.
Right.
And it prevent having orthodontics. And it's kind of a, there's a little conspiracy weaved in too, because he's an orthodontist and the industry of orthodontics is like, yeah, stop telling people this because this is how we make money.
Yeah, right.
So, but yeah, it's kind of crazy. Had you ever heard of that?
I haven't. I guess I knew that. It's just so, that's the thing I hate about having a kid. That sounds bad, but like, it's just like the amount of misinformation. I mean, it's everything, right? But like, there's just too many people that have access to getting their information out where like you just need a genuine answer and you get a mom of two who has a blog and is now the number one popping up thing on Google that just thinks that she knows everything. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's frustrating when you try and like right now Ember is kind of sick. Like, she's got teeth coming in, she got her shots, and she's got a runny nose, and she just doesn't feel great. And so, you know, we're looking up things, like making sure everything's good on our own end, you know, as much as we can. And then some people are like, you read one post, and it's like, well, I'm a mother of one, and my kid's 18 now, but when they were little, and they had a runny nose, they had brain cancer. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's just so annoying. And here's the other thing, going back to doctors, that pisses me off is like they've been through it so much. I love our pediatrician. He's a British guy. I could listen to him talk for days. He's great with Ember. He's got like 1,000 of his own kids. The thing that annoys me about him and most doctors I've ran into when it comes to baby stuff is I feel like it's so nonchalant to them to just dismiss things as like, don't worry about it. But like, you're dealing with new parents who have no idea. You know what I mean? Like, I don't sleep well because I check the baby monitor and my baby's face is smashed into the bed and I'm worried that she's going to suffocate to death. It's one of the biggest causes of SIDS.
Mm.
So at 6 months, the chances of SIDS drops significantly. And so now she's about to be 7 months and she can roll and lift herself up and do all kinds of crazy acrobatics. So we just asked the doctor, like, hey, like, if we see her like that, how big of a deal is it? Because if she can stay there and she's comfortable and she's sleeping, we want to leave her. And the doctor's like, well, yeah, it's obviously a risk, but like, it's fine. And that's what they'll say. It's fine. You know what I mean? Like, it does. I know there's not much science behind it, but like, here being told it's fine is not the answer I'm looking for. It's weird.
Right.
Like, oh, well, what happens if she has a bad reaction to these shots, like a fever? It's fine. And it's like, well, when should we bring her in if the fever is really bad? Well, if it's really bad, you'll know.
Yeah.
Dog, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Like, it's so freaking annoying. But I don't know. It's just because they've dealt with 1,000 babies who have had a fever and overreacting parents that they get annoyed with it. But yet I don't want to be the overreacting parent. Give me the exact number. If it's 101.3, bring her in. Perfect. Everything under that, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you want it to be cut and dry.
Yeah, it's so annoying. And every baby is different, right? But it's just, they just give you the most vague information. And it's a human. Like, there's a lot of consequences to getting the wrong information. So
one of the things that used to drive Brandy and her classmates nuts when she was going through, you know, physical therapy assistant training and going through school, is they'd be doing all their stuff and practicing and doing, you know, like actually doing the physical therapy, you know, moves and tests on each other and stuff. And then they'd be like, oh, what happens in this case? So they'd go ask like the professor, and literally every question would be, it depends.
Oh yeah. I know the depends one too. Yeah. It's just like, it's so frustrating, but I also live in a world of it depends too. Like the things I do, certain things I do with some kids don't work with others. Like, how do you control a classroom full of kids that act like this? I don't know. It depends. Like, so it literally does depend, but it is a very frustrating answer. So,
yep. I try to work in a world where there is no gray.
Well, you're in a mathematical world,
right? Yeah. Right or wrong.
Yeah. You're in a mathematical world. So it can fits be with that how way.
My brain works a lot better.
Speaking of mathematics, our big update on the roundabout and the medians that we talked about that are obnoxious.
Uh-huh.
The median was struck by a vehicle the other night.
Oh.
going or not the median, the roundabout was. was hit going like 40. Probably
a drug drive college. Through the middle of it.
They tried a bunch of rocks and everything stopped them. But yeah, like probably drunk college kid. And then the medians, somebody smoked one of those too and like got stuck on it and stuff. So yeah, so they're a nuisance already. I just can't wait to see what happens when snow starts falling and people forget that that stuff's there. Like they're just
hopefully the town is on it, because you build roundabouts, you better tell your maintenance people they're the first things that need plowed. Because otherwise people will literally just go straight and wreck.
Yeah. There's a hilarious, you remember like the old videos of Hitler where it's like dubbed over with like funny comments and stuff.
Yep.
Like Hitler trying to join Xbox Live and stuff like that.
Yep.
There's a funny one that came out a couple years ago that was going on Facebook, and it was about how horrible the snow removal in Spearfish is. and it was funny because it was just like the mayor or whatever was like Hitler. And it was like, you know, why can't we get our streets cleared? I mean, for Christ's sake, Bell already has their streets clear. And it's just like making fun of the other towns. And then it was like, at the end, he's like, well, I don't really care about the other streets. Just make sure my driveway is clear. Just stuff like that. So I don't think it's going to go well, but we'll see.
Yeah, you'll find out soon enough.
Well, and not to mention the roundabout from one direction, from the college direction, it's a hill coming into it. So people will definitely just slide into that. So
exactly. That's why you got to get them clear. Speaking of education and engineering talk, do you know the etiquette for if you're coming up to a roundabout and you have like a ambulance or fire truck coming at you or coming behind you?
I think I could be wrong, but I do think I remember something. I think you hit another vehicle so that they have, it's really efficient for them because they can just cover two accidents for the price of one. I have no idea.
It is not to stop. It is right to clear the roundabout, because there's not enough room for multiple vehicles to stop and get around in a roundabout.
Yeah.
So don't stop in a roundabout. If there's an emergency vehicle, get the hell out of there.
Just take the next exit.
Yep.
All right. Good to know. I'm never going to go that way just to avoid it. So
you'll go that way.
I'll go that way eventually, once just to try eventually. It. But when I know like town's busy, like after a game or something, I'm not going that way.
That's when they work the best.
I don't need to be over there, Todd. Has nothing. I just don't like round things. You know, it has nothing to do with the traffic. I just can't be a part of a round thing. That's why I believe the Earth is flat.
Okay, fair enough.
We got to jump into the cream of the crop here, Todd. I'm itching.
Let's do it.
We haven't done a ranking in a while. Did we do in last class?
Shoe types.
Okay, so I literally just lied. We did one last episode.
But we have been off of them recently, yes.
Yeah, we have the best ranking, I think. Besides, I think we did holidays. I felt good about holidays. We did Christmas movies. That was one of my favorites. Stuff like that. We have top five, but I think we're just going to go with the ones we can think of. Is the top five favorite Office episodes?
Yes, sir.
The Office has a special place in both of our hearts. I know you watch other shows as well, and I have too. But The Office is just one of those shows that you could put it in the background. You could sit down when you're sick and watch 1,000 of them. You could fall asleep to it. You could, you know, do anything to it. In fact, there's kind of a funny meme. It's like, the thing was like, do you listen to music while you have sex? And then it's like, if so, what is the most played song while you have sex? And then it's just a girl responding, and it's like the Office theme just playing in the background. So I thought that was kind of funny. But yeah, The Office.
The Office is,
I mean,
top, at this point, everybody's seen The Office, and hopefully everybody's seen it multiple times.
I think it's top five all-time TV shows for me.
Yeah, definitely.
So take that how you will, but we are here. Top five favorite episodes. And I will say, I have a monster list, but that's just because I just kept thinking of other ones, but I also have multiple ones stored into one category.
Like, that's fair. I kind of have like, one of those as yeah. well.
Yeah. So we'll just go back and forth. So you give me your You're number five.
Okay. I'm gonna.
Or do you want to just give me your list?
No, I think we go back and forth. Okay. I think we go back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah, they might not be ranked perfectly, but we'll just go with it and see how it goes.
Just to say, these are not our top five. These are just five of our favorite.
There you go.
No order. Yeah.
There you go. Got to get it right. I've got the Threat Level Midnight episode in my top five.
That's a good one. I love that one. That is it. I love that one just because of the, it's just like a, what is the word I'm looking for? It's a legend in the show. Yep. You know what I mean? There's so many funny lines in that episode.
Oh, Michael Scarn.
Yeah. I love that episode, but I also love the line in the episode where they're reading through the manuscript of the movie. They're all sitting around the table and like Dwight's playing, like reading a thing, and he realizes that Michael like messed up and spelt a word wrong, and then it was supposed to be Dwight. Dwight's character. Yeah. So that one's funny too. I like that a lot.
That's a good one.
I think the first one on my list, my list has a lot of, some of my favorite ones are the most awkward episodes. Like where just really awkward stuff happens. I think Niagara 1 and 2. So episode 1 and 2 is probably my fifth. Those episodes combined with Jim and Pam's wedding. There's just so many good freaking awkward lines. Like when he wants to do the toast and then Jim ends up being awkward and revealing that Pam's pregnant, and just how awkward Michael is trying to like, it's just a good show. I just love that.
Those are super uncomfortable ones.
Yeah. And like the end when Kevin is just like, they throw out his shoes because they're so disgusting. And then he goes and puts his feet in the ice machine afterwards. And he's like, I had such a great time. I got six numbers. He's like, one more and I would have got a full telephone number.
I actually quoted that episode the other day because Brandy said something like her feet were sore. And I was like, my dogs are barking.
Yeah.
That's what Kevin says when he takes those Kleenex boxes off.
Oh, man. I love that episode. Like, just Dwight hooking up with the girl and like, they're sitting down to breakfast and Michael had like slept next to the ice machine and Dwight's eating a huge breakfast. And he's like, I just had a long night of passionate lovemaking.
I'm ravenous.
Yeah.
Those are pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll give you my next one. And I don't know some of the episode titles. I know some of them I don't.
Yeah.
But I think this one might cut across two episodes, but it's the one where Dwight goes on, he does this a few times, but he goes on the safety kick and gets the three strikes and he cuts the face off the mannequin.
That's the stress episode.
Yeah.
Cause that one's got the funniest opener with the fire.
Yep. And they throw the cat fire.
Yep.
Into the ceiling. Yep.
That one's funny too, because like when we would take CPR classes over the summer, for the job that I had, we would always just play like the CPR scene from that episode, like doing the beat to Staying Alive. And then Creed out of nowhere is just like, I know you from the parking lot. Oh, I love that episode so much.
Oh, that one's way funny.
I do think that is a two-parter. Yeah, that's a good one.
And they go to the corporate, and after the second time, he's like, we got him. We fooled him. Yeah. And Michael's like, you idiot.
I love that has probably one of my most in real life quotes that he uses all the time, when Michael keeps trying to like slide over to be on the corporate side of the table. But when he first gets up, he walks over to the window and he just like sighs and he's like, the city. I literally do that like twice a day, where I'll just like get up, grab water, and then walk by like our big window and just look outside and just be like, the city. I don't know why. It's just, I have something I have to do.
Well, that's what you got to do.
I really, really like the, try to think of the actual name of it. Cause I wrote it down, but I'm trying to think of the actual name of it. What is that one? Oh, Casino Night.
Casino.
I really like Casino Night, because there's a lot of just Mike's on the double date. And there's like funny parts in these episodes, but it's also like some of these episodes are like huge for the overall story of The Office. Cause this is the first kiss between Jim and Pam.
Right.
So,
and he leaves.
And he leaves. But what some of my favorite ones is just like Kevin bragging about how he's like a poker champ, and then he just loses to Phyllis just like with, because she didn't know what she had. I love that one. And then Michael going all in against Toby, and he just gets mad that Toby goes all in. God,
Creed wins the mini fridge.
Yeah, because he keeps stealing chips from everybody. God, that is a good one.
Yep, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to rank these, but and this one might be controversial, but I'll tell you why I like it after I say it, but the garden party.
Yes.
When Andy's the boss.
That one's got a lot of awkward moments.
And I just like Moe's.
Yeah. When he grabs the car and he's just like, he wants to jump the car.
Blasts him into the cornfield.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. I love that episode too, just cause just every time Jim walks into the party
with Dwight.
Yeah.
James Trickington's book. Yep.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. I'm going to put this one on here. It could be higher, but the gay witch hunt, that's the name of the episode. It's this episode. There's a lot of episodes, that like couldn't come. They wouldn't allow them to write it and air it anymore, I think, just because of the words they use. The gay witch hunt is a great example of it, but like he finds out Oscar, that he accidentally outed Oscar as being gay. And so the whole episode is just like him trying to overdo it, like being friendly to Oscar and everything, and has the most awkward scene in the whole show of Oscar and Michael kissing. I just freaking love that one so much. Another episode with Oscar being gay, when nobody knows though, is when they're doing like the spring cleaning and Oscar calls in sick.
Oh yeah.
And they think he's faking, and then Dwight like catches him that he went shopping, but he's like with his boyfriend. He doesn't realize that that's such a funny episode.
That is a good one.
So the gay witch hunt is up there because the just everything they use, like he says, when he says sorry for outing you, he's like, maybe we'll go out and have coffee sometime and you can explain to me how you could do that to a man. It's so freaking funny. And he's like, I am so far from what you are that I just don't understand it. It's just so offensive in the, like multiple ways.
Oh, that is so offensive. What year was that? Oh, six.
Okay.
God, that's a great episode.
That's a great episode.
I
think you're on two or three. Was that three or two?
That was three.
Three for me. Yeah.
I would be surprised if we don't have the same number one, but
yeah.
I'm gonna throw a multi-episoder in there just because I think they're just overall they're really funny. It's when he breaks off and does a Michael Scott paper
company. Yep. I have that one as well. I don't have it on my top five, but like it's on my list as well. Just the whole saga of the Michael Scott paper company is funny.
Yep. They get like the Korean church van.
Yeah.
He's like, is that coffee? And she's cream and sugar. Can I have some of that? Cream and sugar. Yeah. Every day.
It's like, is this just cream and sugar? I love that. Or when he's just like making the pancakes or the French toast and like spills the batter into his Crocs, and then it's just so freaking, that's a good, I love that episode because it's like the most ridiculous episode, like how it ends up working out for him and stuff like that. So,
and I like how they go to the guy who's like their accountant or their financial guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, the more paper you sell, the less money you make. It's actually driving you out of business. And Ryan's like, why don't you tell me what you think that means? Explain it. He's supposed to be like a genius.
The business kid. And then then he's like, well, can you crunch the numbers again? He's like, well, that's not how this works. It's a spreadsheet.
Just do it.
And he just hits a button.
Crunch.
Yeah.
Did it make a difference? Nope.
It was a good one. Mine is a bulk of episodes as well. Mine's every Christmas episode.
Oh yeah, those ones are all pretty good.
I love all the holiday episodes, but like we do a tradition of like when we put up the tree and stuff, we'll put on all the Christmas episodes in the background. And I just love them how they're always just like Michael, it's all about him. He just like mad that it's not all about him, where he can't be Santa, so then he's going to be Jesus, and he's just like roasting everybody while they're opening up presents. And Oh, it's just that, just the giant tree that they bring in, and he's like, Dwight's like, you gotta shove it, and he's like, you shove it. I don't know, I love the Christmas episode.
What about the Christmas one where they go to like Benihana and then bring the two waitresses back?
Yeah, and the office. Like, that's a good one. Dwight's sitting at the other side of the table. It's like, what is she saying? He's trying to figure out how to butcher a goose. Oh, that's so funny. That's a good one. And then the one where Meredith is like, they try and get, she has like a problem with drinking. She lights her hair on fire. And then Andy finds out that Dwight was sleeping with Angela and all that. Yeah, just, that's so funny.
Those Christmas ones are pretty episodes. Good.
Yeah.
They routinely are pretty funny. Yeah. So my number one, and it's probably the same because it's just so ridiculous.
It's the most awkward episode. It has to be the same.
It's definitely the dinner party episode.
Yes, it's absolutely the dinner party episode. there's nothing wrong with that episode. Nothing wrong with that episode. There's so many subtle jokes in that one, and then just like obvious humor. I just the fact that she has her own office and then workspace, like she has two rooms for her stuff, and then he sleeps on the end of the bed.
They show the room and there's like a camera and a tripod.
Yeah, the camera's there. Yep. And then the one of the best bloopers in the show is the miniature television scene. If you haven't seen it, just YouTube that blooper from that episode where he just is like, if I want to save space in the room, I just push it up against the wall and it moves like an inch, and like Michael Scott and Jim just like actually lose their minds laughing. It's so funny. Oh man. And just like the him with the vasectomy, snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap.
And Dwight shows up and he's like, you said he couldn't come because we didn't have enough dinner glasses and he didn't have a date or something. So he comes with glasses and
his old
brings
babysitter.
His nanny. Yeah.
Yeah, his old nanny. Yeah, that's a great episode.
I do have an honorable mention or two though. Just refer the whole episode doesn't necessarily catch me, but there's parts of the episodes. The booze cruise is hilarious because it's got what the hell's his name,
the comedian guy,
who was a firefighter on 9/11. God dang it, his name's slipping my mind. He's the captain. Basically that episode's got a lot of funny parts.
Yeah,
makes Dwight go steer the boat, but he's not actually steering the boat.
yeah
And then the Scott's Tots episode,
I have that
super,
one too.
It's super awkward and he literally takes laptop batteries.
yeah that's such a good one. That is a really good one.
And Stanley's just laughing at him in the office before he has to go.
Yeah, when he hears about it. Yeah, that's a funny one.
Yeah.
I have the finale, and there's a lot of funny scenes. Like Michael, when he shows up to Dwight's wedding and he's like, this is every parent's dream. Your kids grow old and they marry each other or whatever. That one's good. I have the Dundies episode is super good. Where Pam gets super drunk. The duel when Dwight and Andy actually, fight each other. Mm-hmm. That was pretty funny. Phyllis's wedding is pretty funny too, just cause like how much Michael tries to be involved. Gun safety Dwight is a good one where he shoots the gun off in the office.
Oh yeah.
God, what was the other one? I had a couple that I was trying to remember. Kind of just the beginning one, but the golden ticket episode.
I thought about putting that one on my list.
Yeah, just because like just the situation they're in. God, what was that? There's one specifically one that I'm trying to remember. I think it's the episode where they merge when the Jim's new branch merges with the Scranton branch.
Yep.
And they like make all the new people sit on the table and then like the big guy can't get out there. Like that one was pretty funny.
The other one that's good is when Idris Elba comes in and him and Michael Scott just don't get along at all.
Yeah.
That's right before he breaks
right
out.
Before he goes and does something. Yeah. Who's while we're here. Who's your top three characters?
Oh, that's really hard. Oh man, I don't even know how you put a number on it.
Yeah. I think Michael Scott has to be.
Oh yeah.
He's on the
definitely
list.
Up there.
And it has to be Jim and Dwight too. But there's okay, so let's do this.
Let's
top,
do like
top three characters without those three.
Yeah, secondary characters.
Yeah.
I would honestly, and this is going to sound insane because he has like five lines in the whole 200 episodes, but Creed makes me laugh a lot.
Creed's one of the funniest. When they are doing the, when they go on the trip, what is that episode? Oh, it's when they do the work bus. And they leave and they like pull over to pick up a guy hitchhiking and it's Creed. Like that one, the Halloween episode where he's like,
fortuitous.
He's covered in blood and he's like, yeah, really lucky. That one's good.
He smells like death. He's like, oh, I know what that is. Is there mung beans? Yeah. He has them on like a wet paper towel.
When he like, he sits down. And Angela and Meredith are arguing with each other, talking to each other. And he sits down after Angela leaves and he's like, that's, he says her name wrong. He's like, that's, you know, the different name. And then he's like, hi, I'm Creed. And like introduces himself. He just, oh, I love that. Creed's up there for sure.
I have a random, another office question for you. Cause I know the answer to the question that I'll give you. What's your favorite Jim prank on Dwight?
It has to be when Asian Jim shows up.
That's a good one.
When the Asian actor comes in and pretends to be Jim, that's one of my favorite.
That's a really good one. I forgot about that one. My favorite one is when they team up to take down the new boss, which is Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
And he's like, what should we do to him? He's like, I'll come up with a list. And he's like, sit down to your favorite 25. He's like, how about we jam his drawers? And Dwight's like, how would that? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And then he does it to him.
And he's like, hold on just a second, my drawers. Yeah, oh, it's funny.
Oh, that one's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Let's see,
it's
who else
like,
is up there?
This is like the best show just my, like, I'll always laugh at that show.
Yeah, it's just a ton of good moments in that show. I think Kevin has to be up there. Kevin's hilarious. Kevin's really funny.
The golf episode's pretty funny too.
He's actually an insane golfer in real life.
I know, he's a big time golfer.
I watch him on a lot of golf YouTube channels. I watch. He's always hopping in, playing for money and stuff. He's pretty legit.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley's pretty funny, but I don't know if I got him up on a top three.
No, I don't think so.
I think I go Kevin. I think I go Kevin, Creed, and probably Meredith.
Meredith's pretty good too.
Because the last episode's one of her best lines where she's like, I know the show depicted me as drinking a lot, but I was taking college classes at that time, so I'm just a college kid. I think she's definitely up there. I'm getting rid of her. I'm getting rid of her and I'm putting Toby.
I was just going to say, it's kind of hard to not put Toby in there.
It has nothing to do with like things he said. It's just the abuse that he takes.
Yep.
Like there's times where I genuinely think that Michael Scott hates him. Like it's so funny. So why are you the way that you are? Oh man. What a great show.
Good show. I still won't buy Peacock though. I'm not doing it.
No, you don't need to. You don't need to buy it. You'll be all right.
We can always talk about it.
Yeah. Well, what else you got? Anything? Or you got a recommendation this week?
I guess we had so much like health and medicine and take care of yourself talk. I'll probably just leave it at that. Take care of your ears.
Yeah.
Read about, and if you have young kids, look at the mewing thing and think about what foods you're feeding your kid. And maybe you can avoid orthodontics in the future.
Yeah.
I know most of our listeners have young kids, so.
True. That is true. Or they are young kids. What am I recommending this week? I don't know. Just don't die this week, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Do your best to not die this week. That's my recommendation this week. Survive another one. Gosh, I don't have anything. I'm not really doing anything with my life right now that I would be like, oh, you got to try this. Because I definitely can't. Yeah. Just don't die this week. So appreciate everybody listening and doing the thing every week with the podcast. I know a lot of you just turn it on in the background and let our voices serenade you into productivity, which is great because we're a part of your daily routine, hopefully, even though we don't do it daily. I do know there's quite a few people that I've talked to recently that just discovered the podcast and are going through the whole back catalog. So there's a couple people that are pretty new to it. They're like on episode 4. We actually heard some great feedback about our Trump impersonations, so we might want to bring that back.
I miss it, to be honest with you. It's so, yeah. It makes me laugh so much.
Yeah. So shout out to the new listeners, the old listeners. Shout out to Spotify for undervaluing us and getting your offer denied. No, I wish if we could just get like 100 million. Jeez, we just don't. It's not gonna happen, but we could hope. Shout out to Todd for making it through another week and being here on a Sunday again. And always good to talk to you.
You too, man. Have a good rest of your Sunday. I'm gonna go cook up some stuff for the day and for the week and catch a little football and get ready for another one.
Sounds good, buddy. We will we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, man. Thanks, everybody.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you later. Have a good week. Don't die. See ya.